You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio. Today's House Smarts Radio Home and Garden Show is sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. More info at getacomfyhome.com. Now back to Lou, House Smarts Radio and 720 WGN.
Take me down, little Susie. Take me down.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. We're talking all about home and garden and spring and... you've heard me talk a lot about heating and air conditioning and our friends over at Mitsubishi Electric. And I think the biggest thing is, first of all, you know I'm a big fan. We installed one. It's awesome. It's great. And the elephant in the room is what's going on with the current tariff situation. Almost all of these systems are made overseas, and they are subject to tariffs. And if you've ever thought about that, I need to put one of these on, now might be the perfect time to do that. Joining me on the phone line right now is Anthony Belokas, who is the regional sales manager with Mitsubishi Electric Trane HVAC. Anthony, good morning and welcome back to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having me back on your show again.
You know, I'm a huge fan of your stuff. I was just in Portugal, and as we were driving on the road on the bus, there was a giant billboard in Portuguese that said Mitsubishi Electric, and it had the mini split systems. And then as I was going around Europe, they're just everywhere. I mean, listeners were giving me pictures of this, and I think for a lot of people, they think that these mini splits are new, but they've just been around for a very long time. It's just that in the U.S., they're becoming more prevalent, and the ability to heat and cool your home has just gotten so much easier.
Yeah, I would say worldwide, ductless systems, specifically Mitsubishi, has been very well known. And as you mentioned, in the United States, we've been, you know, more and more looking at trying to find ways to heat and cool our homes a lot more efficiently. And a lot more comfortably. So the last 5 to 7 years, we've definitely seen a huge uptick with the amount of people in the United States that are interested within our product, as well as doing the installation of our product inside their homes because of those benefits.
Well, and you and I, you know, we met a few years ago and at one of your training facilities, and you have been in the heating and air conditioning business for a long time. These systems... the technology has changed so much. The knock of these systems maybe 10 or 15 years ago was, yeah, these things are great, but you know, they're really not designed for the Midwest. It gets too cold here and they can't keep up. That is just not the case anymore.
Yeah, I mean, so traditionally heat pump systems have always been known to work really well in the southern climates of the United States. And as you mentioned, over the years, I would say the last 10 or 12 years, we've introduced a special technology called hyperheat technology. And hyperheat technology has the ability with our heat pumps to deliver heating with our outdoor unit or a compressor at really low ambient temperatures outside. So this way we can sufficiently heat the home, keep the home nice and comfortable, and not have any issues with the heat pump turning off or not operating at those colder temperatures, which we do. We do get here in Chicago, mm-hmm. right? We do get down to lower temperatures
mm-hmm.
here. So,
mm-hmm. I mean, I know I've mentioned this before countless times on the radio, but to me, the real secret sauce in this is when you do if you install one or multiple units, right? If you put in a unit where maybe you've got five heads and now you have the ability to control the individual temperature in every single room, and so. I mean, the level of comfort that you can achieve with these units is just incredible to me. And I almost feel badly for traditional forced air systems because it seems like the writing is on the wall that this is where we're going.
Well, we don't, but it's a great point. I mean, if you look at housing history over the last 10 or 15 years, people are buying bigger homes. Right. And they're having smaller families, right? And so not everybody's having 4 to 5, 6 kids anymore. Right. 2 to 3 kids is 1, 2, 3 kids. And so if I'm in a home that's, say, 2 or 3,000 square feet or 4,000 square feet, and I have a traditional air conditioning system, I have typically one furnace, one air conditioner. And if I'm working from home, right, I'm heating and cooling the entire home, and I'm in my 10 by 10 office, you know, in the basement or off the first floor, maybe on the second floor in a small bedroom.
Right.
And I got to heat and cool the entire house. And so putting in one of our systems, as you mentioned, I can I can specifically heat and cool each room to the temperature I want it to be. I can turn units on or off. And if I'm home alone, I can set all my units back except for that one unit that I'm working in my home office, and I can put that to the temperature I want it to be, nice and comfortable there. And I'm saving a lot of efficiency, a lot of energy, and I'm still comfortable while I'm working at home.
I started the conversation with kind of the elephant in the room, what's going on with the current administration about tariffs. And the thing is that it has a lot of, a lot of businesses confused about what to do. The fact of the matter is there's a couple things that has changed, right? The refrigerant that is now being used in your systems because of new EPA regulations is changing. But you also have a lot of units in stock currently in your warehouses that aren't subject to these tariffs. And so you've got the advantage of people, if they've really been on the fence here, to say, look, we don't know where this is all going to go. And the units are there. They're ready to go. And you could benefit by not having to pay the additional money because of a tariff. But also these tax credits still exist as well.
Yeah, there is definitely a lot to uncover and unfold with what you just said. So a lot going on right now with the administration. But as you mentioned, there is a refrigeration change. And so that refrigeration change went into effect January 1st, 2025 for all manufacturers.
Right.
As a manufacturer, we felt like we played the history game. So we went back to when this happened a little over 20 years ago when they changed the refrigerant. And what we learned then is that we needed to have a hybrid approach. And what I mean by that is that we needed to make sure that we had enough of the existing refrigerant, the R410A, that we've been using for the last 20 plus years in stock and in the country, as well as bring in the brand new refrigerant at the same exact time and have a nice overlap. And so you mentioned earlier, yes, we do have a lot of the existing 410A refrigerant still in stock. And we have we are bringing in the new refrigerant at the same exact time that is not going to be part of the tariffs currently. And so the new stuff is, keeps on coming in from overseas.
Right.
But in addition to that, we have all the stuff in stock that does qualify for the ComEd rebate. That rebate can start as low as $1,000 and go as high as $1,400. In addition to that, there is also a federal tax credit on the 25C that, got to make sure that you talk with your local accountant to make sure that you qualify for it. But that can get as high as $2,000 on your following tax bill.
Right.
So these units also qualify for that. And as you mentioned, they came into the country prior to the tariffs and everything else happening. So they're not subject to the tariffs that are being talked about with our current administration.
Right. And I just think for people listening, if you've been on the fence, look, I had one of these Mitsubishi systems installed. I'm very familiar with some of the other manufacturers that are made by different companies. And this is just my opinion. And I'm sure, Anthony, you'll agree. Mitsubishi makes the best stuff. So if you're on the fence about doing this, or you're like, I really want to do this, then you need to get going and take advantage of all this that's out there. You'll be comfortable. You'll have pinpoint temperature control. I talk about the IC sensor where it looks inside the room and see where you're at, and it can point the stuff right at you to make sure you're super comfortable. Anthony, if people want to learn more about Mitsubishi electric heating and cooling systems and your mini splits, where do they go?
Yeah, perfect. So they're going to visit our local website. It's called getacomfyhome.com. Again, it's getacomfyhome.com.
Anthony Belokas is with Mitsubishi Electric Train HVAC. He's the regional sales manager. Anthony, it's always nice to speak with you. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, I appreciate the time today, and I hope you have a great day as well. Thank you.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.